Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna play a little James as long as I'm around. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Alan Mates, president of Robinson and Mates, a PR marketing firm. I encourage you to check them out, folks, and check out the good work that they're doing. Let Alan tell you about some of the ways that he serves companies large and small to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Alan, talk to us a little bit. Give us about a 30-second commercial on some of the things you're working on these days.
Oh, we're doing a lot of work in what we call behavior modification, and it's we're helping our clients understand the different levers of their target constituents, whether they're inside other organizations or consumers at large, and how mm-hmm. to motivate, maintain, or change their behavior using marketing tactics and mm-hmm. strategies.
Mm-hmm. How could small business owners use that?
I think small business owners that we've worked with that have been successful in the past have used it by adding a discipline to their planning cycle and adding a discipline to how they go to market with marketed programs to not be all over the place and be very focused. And we can help them with that focus as well as that creative concepts and the creative assets to deliver to their target audience.
When you say focused, are you talking about they're focused on marketing, or their marketing is focused on a certain demographic, a certain profile, customer, whatever?
We find many small businesses, and it's obviously not all by any means, but are just throwing stuff at the wall.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot of planning or strategy behind it.
The two things that we're the worst at is HR and marketing.
I think that's right.
Yeah. I've said that forever. And we need, and folks, you need help. You need people who can help you get focused, identify what your budget is, show you how to get results. Today, though, focused marketing includes a lot of different disciplines, though, doesn't it? It includes the traditional, maybe some broadcasts, some traditional stuff, but also more and more is the narrowcast, right? The social media, building communities, that sort of thing.
Question, and a dollar could go a lot further there if it's done properly. And that's where some of this, this conversation that we've had this morning comes into play, because you have to look at the information you're able to collect on your prospect or customers via some of these digital communication channels can be used to everybody's advantage
mm-hmm.
if you respect privacy and you're relevant.
Well, there's no question about it, and I've said for a long time, and I've talked to my audience forever about this, is that whenever someone makes contact with you, get as much information as they'll give you, as you say, promising privacy, and use that information to serve them, to be relevant to them, because you can no longer sit back and wait on people to come in your door. Your website is no longer a destination. It's now a distribution center. People are making decisions about doing business with somebody like you before you even know they exist, Alan, aren't they?
Yep, and that's why we have three big questions. We ask our clients, whether they're big business or small business, relating to information gathering. Do you know what data you need to collect? Do you know how you're going to collect it? What will you do with it once you have it? Three simple questions to make sure the data you're going after is actionable to help you accomplish your business objectives.
Right. And that's for the information. Three questions about the information.
That's right.
Right. What will you do? What is it? How will you use it? No, I'm sorry. Say that again.
It's what is the critical data you need?
What is it?
How will you get it? And what will you do with it once you have it?
Right.
A lot of people collect a lot of data, and it just sits there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth the expense.
Well, it's because we don't know how to do with it, and that's the reason why we need help. And, folks, I encourage you. You've heard me talk about outsourcing. I talked about it in the last hour. I talk about it all the time. This is not your strong suit. This is not your core competency. Get somebody to help you with this. This is the 21st century, folks. It's the age of the customer. You've got to have help. It's a lot. The market, getting customers' attention is more sophisticated by a factor of 10 today than it was even 10 years ago. Right, Alan?
No question.
And you need a pro to help you with that. Alan's one of those. AlanRobinsonMates.com. Check him out. Or somebody local, whatever you got. Let somebody help you. Alan, thank you so much for helping us out today.
Jim, always a pleasure, and great music as usual.
Thanks, Alan. I told you we'd get smarter when Alan Mates joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.